The city depends on income from tariffs to provide residents and businesses with basic services such as water. The tariff covers the cost of purchasing the bulk water, the treatment of the water, the delivery of the water to people's homes and businesses, and the maintenance of all of the infrastructure to deliver the service. This infrastructure includes an 11,500-kilometre water network, a 9,500-kilometre sewer network, a 5,600-kilometre stormwater network, 490 wastewater pump stations, and 23 wastewater treatment works, among other assets. The costs of maintaining these remain largely the same regardless of how much water passes through them or how much water is in the National Department of Water and Sanitation's dams that supply Cape Town, agriculture, and other municipalities. Tariffs are currently on level 1 and are much lower than during the peak of the drought. At level 1 tariffs, residents pay approximately 1.7 cents per litre in the first step of the tariff, whilst we are required to supply approximately 40% of residents with the service for free to alleviate the burden on the poor and the indigent in our city. The city budget takes serious consideration of affordability. Water tariffs are based on the projected consumption trends so that the income received covers the costs of providing the service. The current tariffs reflects how much income we need to generate to fund the service divided by the amount of water we are likely to sell. The tariffs could be lowered if more water was sold, but this is constrained by an ongoing need to conserve water due to the unpredictable future rainfall, as only a few years of poor rainfall could subject us to water scarcity again. This challenge has led to the public buying 30% less water than before the drought in their valid and commendable efforts to save water. However, all the costs still have to be covered even when the public buy less water. Because the drought showed us that we cannot rely on rainfall alone, the city is taking action beyond what its constitutional role requires to protect us from being as vulnerable to future droughts. But this creates additional costs, which also has to be funded from the same income from the sale of water. The drought also showed us that we could not rely on residents buying the same amount of water, and these fluctuations have dramatic impact on the income that has to pay for the service. To address this, we adopted the same tariff model as other municipalities in South Africa, to guarantee a fixed and stable income to fund the service. This consisted of a fixed charge that would guarantee at least a fixed and predictable amount of income every year, without which a stable and quality service cannot be rendered. If the fixed charge was removed, the same income would need to be recovered by increasing the cost per kiloliter of water, which would have a negative impact on poorer households. Within the 40% of water users we support with free water are pensioners and the indigent, who are exempt from the fixed charge. The city does not budget for a profit from the sale of water and seeks to keep costs of service delivery as low as possible. In the most recent independent cost of living surveys done, Cape Town's basic services costs were again shown to be the lowest when compared to other cities in the country.